and it is known everywhere. That is, they chant properly Mahamantra and as much as possible, but without offense. If we shall do offense, then proper chanting not possible. And you know the offenses, 10 kinds of offense. That is, we printed one book also, the Harinam Mahamantra. The Mahamantra, one book printed. I took from Satpur Sri Krishna that chapter and I printed for the devotee. You can take few books for the devotee and they must be follow that. So this is first thing. Second thing, we have some duty. Without duty we cannot run. And that duty is that where all energy of Guru Vaishnava, there I shall put my energy. One new temple start is so easy, but maintaining the temple is very difficult. This way, Guru Maharaj do not want to make more and more temples. And after 4 years, I install it in Calcutta Mart, only Mahapur. And also, after 10 years, I install it with permission of Guru Maharaj in Hapani. Radha Gopinath Ji. Before, I want to install very enthusiastically, I told Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj said, Seva is seva, service is service. But it is necessary to maintain first the servicing life, servitor's life maintaining. And if you install their deity, deity showing himself like a child, also Indian law like that. Nabalok. Mane, Nabalok means a child. That is called Nabalok. Deity is necessary some guardian. Nabalok, you know? Who's necessary guardian? What? Telling him. Then, this way, when we install their duty, then necessary for maintenance, seva of the duty and also the servitors. This way, Guru Maharaj ordered me that if you want to install in Kapaniya, before that, you arrange for bhoga. Constantly it will run. Then you install. And I have done it there, and no problem. In Hapaniya, if you go there, you can see very nice you going there, seva. And also Calcutta. Guru Maharaj first not gave order to install their duty. Only guest house. He keep their guest house but don't install it. And before 6 months or 8 months ago, Guru Maharaj ordered me to install their duty. And I said Guru Maharaj, I purchased their three houses and one I made there. With help of the devotee of Guru Maharaj, then Guru Maharaj is very happy. And I explained to Guru Maharaj that if I give 3 houses rent, that rent must will come 10,000 rupees. Then we can maintain the deity seva and the devotee seva. Then Guru Maharaj happily said, you can do that. installed there. They did now. This way. Now when Guru Maharaj started here in Chaitanya Sarasvati, that time only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deity was here. He come here with Govardhan Sila, Govardhan Vidya, and that Govardhan was sitting 3-4 years. After that, Guru Maharaj installed Mahaprabhu's deity, no Radha Govinda. And then I joined with Guru Maharaj. After few years, Guru Maharaj, when I have got some seva and more increasing the seva program and some collection more and more I make with my god brothers, then Guru Maharaj is happy and told me, you can install here Gandharva Govinda Sundar, no problem now. But you must will serve as long as you leave that deity. Then we went to Jaipur and took from there Gandharva Govinda Sundar, and so many god brothers come here and install the Gandharva Govinda. That time temple not was here. Then Guru Maharaj told, arrange temple. And gradually it's going very nicely. And no problem. Our style was very poor style. Guru Maharaj always saying, plain living and high thinking. This is our way. Raghunath Das Goswami only taking one cup of curd, gold, all day. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are taking only bread. And one day they are baking and 7 days eating. This way, Shugno Ruti Chana Chivai Bhog Puri Hoi. Sometimes they are taking some dal, fried dal, and keeping in his clothes. No clothes, so jama. That is called jhola. Like Horinam jhola, that jhola also here. And they are everything. Some dal also, fried dal. Day by day they are eating. Offering to the deity without salt, sometimes giving some rice without salt, sometimes giving some vegetables, shark, leaves of the vegetables without salt. And Madan Mohan one day was very angry with Sanatana Goswami. Madan Mohan said, every day you are giving me without salt some food, it is not good, I cannot eat it. Then Sanatana Goswami said, so many devotees, so many Lakshmi always worshipping you. You are getting from other places. You have no problem. I am giving offering little, but you are getting from your mother, from many devotees, every day, nice prasadam, nice food you are getting. What you have problem? Then Madan Mohan said, no, little salt you must give me. Then Sanatana Goswami said, he wants to give me prasadam, that salt. So I do not want it. But Madan Mohan said, you do not want, I can arrange my food. Then Sanatana Goswami said, yes, you can arrange. And I am also not happy always with your back. I want some temple. There I shall stay. Then Sanatana Goswami said, I cannot arrange temple, but if you like, you can arrange. Then one day, that story you know, one day one very big rich man going through Jamuna, and while Sanatana Goswami bathing, there the boat, very big boat, stand there, not going. Then he tried so many ways, but boat not going. Then Madan Mohan gave some dream to that rich man. Yeah, here is one sadhu, his name is Sanatan. You say him, he will push the boat and boat will run. Then he come to Sanatan Goswami. Yeah, Baba, you come and push my boat. Yeah. And Sanatan Goswami said, yes, it is possible. If I push this boat, boat will run. He said, yes, Baba, you come and you touch my boat. And Sanatana Goswami touched his boat and pushed, and that boat came. Then that rich man think he is a very big sadhu, otherwise it is not possible. Then he wants to do some seva. And Sanatana Goswami said, no, I do not want any seva from you. But the Madan Mohan, he gave sleeping dream to the rich man, I want a temple, and you say this to Sanatana Goswami, he must will agree it, I want this. Then the rich man comes to Sanatana Goswami and said, the Madan Mohan gave, he is staying in your bag and he is unhappy there, he wants to stay in a temple, that is, I want to make a temple for the deity. Then Sanatana Goswami laughing and said to Madan Mohan, this is your first time you want to stay in temple. All right, as you like. And he ordered to the rich man, you arrange. And that way Madan Mohan temple make there. The Guru Maharaj, his line also was like that. Here not was building, only one touched house here. And they are living Guru Maharaj with his deity. And every day he is reading books, writing and giving some lecture to the devotee. Nobody knows his qualification. Somebody knows. And his god brothers always coming to him. And everybody insisting, Guru Maharaj, you do one building for your staying. Here is so many snakes, etc., etc. And tiger, snake, and jackal. I have seen jackal and other wolf I have seen here. And here was jungle. Then Guru Maharaj agreed. And here was one brick field. That man gave some bricks. Somebody gave some cement. This way, that Krishna Sharan had named that building, made something. And we are staying in the thatched house. I am staying here was one thatched house. Some pura burning something. You can say, Prabhu, what burning I do not know.
I don't say. It is cooking burning.
Now I am telling. Starting everything here. And Guru Maharaj ordered ourselves. I was very enthusiastic to preach. But I was not enthusiastic to begging. I was very shy to beg anybody. But Guru Maharaj forcing him to go to the village and try to collect something for the deities. This way I am Haricharan, Krishnacharan. We are going to the village and preaching and collecting and little seva, more and more seva. Then Guru Maharaj is happy. This is a trend by Guru Maharaj. But I was very shy to beg. That is, I said to Guru Maharaj, Maharaj, I shall do some business. But that business also must be our preaching life. Then Guru Maharaj said, what kind of business? I said to Guru Maharaj, I want to make a tour, India tour. All the villagers where we are going, that villagers must will go with me and they will give some money for his train fare, etc. And we must connect it with closely with them, and gradually they will help us. And this way, every year 10,000 rupees, 15,000 rupees we are earning. Then money starting going, and that man also coming, who going with us, they are very happy to see all India temples of the Lord. And they are gradually asking, what seva shall I do? Then one man said, I want to make one temple here. And that man's name, first name is there, Kishori Mohandas Boidanko. And he gave 12,000 rupees for the temple. And this way, make all. And from that time I am secretary of Guru Maharaj and running this way. After that, all the God brothers, Guru Maharaj, they are coming to Guru Maharaj. And they are giving some money to Guru Maharaj. And no problem was there. And Swami Maharaj went to sannyas. Swami Maharaj first come to here to take sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj was very close friend. And he had two houses, rented house. One house for Guru Maharaj, one house for him. One three-story building for Swami Maharaj and one two-story building for Guru Maharaj. And that rent also first time given by Swami Maharaj. And this way, 10 years with Swami Maharaj, I was there. And Guru Maharaj also more, maybe, 12 years maybe. Then when Swami Maharaj wants to leave his house, he first comes to Guru Maharaj and asks sannyas. But with Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj's family, some connection, a loving connection. And Guru Maharaj said, if you take immediately sannyas, they will chastise me. Then you come out from your house and after 6 months I shall give you sannyas. Then Swami Maharaj said, no Maharaj, it is not possible by me. I shall come out and take sannyas and go to Vrindavan. Then Guru Maharaj said, it will be very bad for me. You want from me sannyas, mantram. That mantram I gave to Keshava Maharaj. and I am your family friend. That is, if I take you from your family, family will be very angry with me. I do not want to disturb. Then you go to Kesava Maharaj and take from the mantra. And he, after Dandavat, gone to Vrindavan and took mantra from Kesava Maharaj, Sanyas mantra. And Guru Maharaj gave Sanyas to Kesava Maharaj. Then no problem. This way. But Swami Maharaj, when coming, he is giving something. Guru Maharaj. Kesava Maharaj coming, he is giving some pranami. Everybody giving. Jajwal Maharaj, Gosai Maharaj, Gosai Maharaj. Every year he is giving his birthday presentation, all, everything to Guru Maharaj. He calling his birthday, inviting his birthday Guru Maharaj in his mart, and he is worshipping Guru Maharaj, his birthday, and he have many disciples, and what disciple giving offering to Goswami Maharaj, everything that day, what he is getting, he is offering to Guru Maharaj. And also, when we went with Gosai Maharaj's party to Vrindavan Parikrama, that time I took sannyas, and that time Gosai Maharaj arranged birthday of Guru Maharaj, appearance day of Guru Maharaj, one big, big fest, and there are 108 lamps he have done aruti of Guru Maharaj. This way, everybody likes Guru Maharaj. Everybody likes Guru Maharaj. And they are giving some pranami. And sometimes they are going with us. Jajwal Maharaj, Gosai Maharaj, Madhusudan Maharaj. Everybody going with us for maintenance of Guru Maharaj's deity. 1 month. 1 month going Gosai Maharaj with us, 1 month going Madhusudan Maharaj with us. They have some donation here. 1 month going Jayavar Maharaj. This way, Guru Maharaj is not going, but they are going for helping the deity of Guru Maharaj. And I have some friend in Radesh and several places, and I am taking the big Maharaj there and collection. Sometimes very big collection coming to Guru Maharaj, and they are also very happy. Every year when Madhusudan Maharaj is strong, every year 1 month he is going this time for collecting the rice, paddy and money for Guru Maharaj's parikrama. Every year. And Jajwal Maharaj also going sometimes. This year not running very nicely, no problem. And I am managing. That is, Guru Maharaj has some faith to me. I am not destroying anything. I am managing always. I am not selling anything. I am buying always. This is my nature. This Guru Maharaj was very affectionate with me. And when our Krishna consciousness movement come after Swami Maharaj here, then Guru Maharaj, he always thinking about his deity. That is, when he is giving initiation to the devotee, he always telling the devotee. Devotee asking, what is my seva? Guru Maharaj telling, look my deity here, and deity is servitor Govinda Maharaj, look must him. He always worried about his deity seva. Our first duty is that we'll try to serve direct to his deity in his mort, and this way we'll got our destiny. From first time, I 42 years I am going through Maharaja, I am looking, always he thinking about his Titi Seva and about his Mot Seva. And his disciple must be looked at. Who is his disciple? He must be look his Titi and his Mot and his devotee. This is our duty. Guru Maharaj is the head. We are the servant of Guru Maharaj. We shall try to serve direct to Guru Maharaj. This is our goal in life. Service is life, and where we shall serve? Must we serve his deity and his devotee? Servicing of the devotee better than deity service. Aradhanam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat paratarang devi todiyanam samarchanam. One day Parvati Devi asking to Lord Shiva, it is in Padma Purana or some Purana, asking Lord Shiva, most worshipable, who is most worshipable? Prabhu, tell me. Then Lord Shiva said, Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param. Worshipping in this mundane or over the mundane, transcendental, always worshipable, always one figure, that is called Vishnu. My English is very poor, that is I am collecting English word. You can manage with your knowledge. Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param. Vishnu is the highest proprietor of all things. Maya and over the Maya, transcendental, everything, Vishnu is highest worshipable. Then Parvati Devi thinking, I am worshipping Lord Shiva. But Shiva telling, Vishnu is only worshipable. And Parvati's mind little disturbed, and she gazed it. And then other chapter Shiv said, Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param tasmat paratarang devi todiyanam samarchanam. And then Vishnu, if you serve the Vishnu bhakta, devotee of Vishnu, then that is the highest goal in our life. Then Parvati laughing, yes, I am servicing Lord Shiva, and he is the highest devotee of Vishnu. The Vishnu bhakta seva is the highest to seva direct to deity, and over the deity, that seva of the devotee. Now we shall try to do it, the deity and devotee seva. And Guru Maharaj this way must will be happy. And I am trying this way. When from other side devotee coming, then I am very happy to see the devotee. Why? Now, devotee seva is the highest thing. If I can do little seva, if I can give little relief them, and they, if they will be happy, then I am thinking my duty is going nice. This way. I always advising to the devotee of Guru Maharaj and also other men, just serve Vaishnav, serve deity, and chant Mahamantra, and read the book Shastram, but every Shastram's meanings we cannot understand. That is, our Guru Maharaj so merciful, he gave 4, 5, 6 books for us. Yeah, that is enough for us. One Prapanna Jivanamritam, second Srimad Bhagavad Gita interpretation, third Premodama Deva Stotram, fourth search for Sri Krishna, really beautiful, and Guru and His Grace, Golden Volcano, a loving search for the lost servant, and more will come, and also guardian of the servants of the guardian of devotion, and also more will come. Sudhir Goswami, I wrote 2-3 letters after disappearance of Guru Maharaj. If you want, I shall go immediately to Navadvip for darshan. He said, for your darshan and Guru Maharaj's samadhi darshan. I said, you must will come as soon as possible, but without book you do not come. When you will come, I want to, I want from your holiness some books about Guru Maharaj. You only can make this nicely. And he is very happy. And as soon as possible he will come. I think maybe before Gaur Purnima with a new book, he must will come. We want to preach about Guru Maharaj, and that is very helpful through book to preach. We cannot tell always everything, but when we print a book, that time we are thinking, we are taking from so many tapes the Guru Maharaj's principle and preaching matter, and if we print that, we can got in a book so many things. This way it is running very nicely, preaching, our preaching. Preaching is life. Why? Now if I preach you something, I must maintain that idea in my life also. If I say you do not take it, you do not take meat, then I must not will take meat first. Then I can say you, you do not take it. This way, preaching is very good. When I shall go to other men, when I shall give some advice to other men, he also will think this man perfectly maintaining his life, otherwise he cannot say this to me. This way his spiritual life also going, running very nicely, and my spiritual also gaining this way. Always ask Vaishnava, Guru, and his desire. What he want, Guru Maharaj, what he want? He told many times to the many devotees, and that is in the tape also, and in the book, and his last testament, and wills, and his declaration. We know many things from there. Then we have no problem. Hey, Rasabhi! Hey, Jale Kolta Bondokurna! Jale Motorta, Motorta! Then we can run this way. But Vaishnava Aparat is very dangerous thing. We must be elaborate. We do not want to tell anything, but we do not want to hear also anything bad. That is called Vaishnava. Vaishnava is very dangerous and destroys the bhakti, destroys our devotional life. This way we must run, and we shall be fulfilling our Gita. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in his Bengali book, song, তোমার ইচ্ছায় মোর ইচ্ছা মিশাইল, ভকতি বিনোদ আজ আপনে ভুলি। হে মাই লর্ড, ও মাই লর্ড, হোয়াট ইজ ইউর ডিজায়ার? দিস ইজ মাই ডিজায়ার, অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ইউ ওয়ান্ট আই শ্যাল ডু দ্যাট। আই হ্যাভ নো সেপারেট ইন্টারেস্ট, আই হ্যাভ নো সেপারেট প্রোগ্রাম, আই হ্যাভ নো সেপারেট এনিথিং। দিস ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর শরণাগত, দেন উই হ্যাভ নো প্রবলেম। উই হার্ড ফ্রম গুরু মহারাজ সো মেনি, উই রিড ফ্রম গুরু মহারাজ বুক সো মেনি, অ্যান্ড উই আর হিয়ারিং ফ্রম গুরু মহারাজ অ্যান্ড হিজ ডিসাইপলস সো মেনি, দেন উই হ্যাভ নো প্রবলেম। বাট অনলি প্রবলেম ইজ বৈষ্ণব অপরাধ, গুরু অপরাধ, অ্যান্ড অলসো নাম অপরাধ। দিস ইজ ভেরি ব্যাড ফর আওয়ার স্পিরিচুয়াল লাইফ, we must try to avoid that. If anybody will tell anything bad about any Vaishnava, we do not want to hear that. That's gone. After disappearance of Guru Maharaj, Koli is spreading his power, and so many attacked by Koli. I am looking it, and I am always praying to Guru Maharaj and Mahaprabhu, যে প্লিজ সেভ আস ফ্রম দি পাওয়ার অফ কলি। হ্যাঁ, উই ডু নট ওয়ান্ট টু, আই হ্যাভ নট ডান মাই পাসপোর্ট অলসো। হ্যাঁ, আই এম থিঙ্কিং ইট ইজ ভেরি এনথুজিয়াজম, ইফ আই শো ভেরি এনথুজিয়াজম দেন কলি অলসো ক্যান কাম টু মি, অ্যান্ড মেনি ওয়ে কলি ক্যান অ্যাট্যাক, বাট আই নো কলি ক্যান নট অ্যাট্যাক মি। Always Guru Maharaj's power here in Chaitanya Saraswati Math, around me. But over Chaitanya Saraswati Math, many places Koli can stay, and he is weak. Who is weak? Person. Koli can take him. No problem. You know Hiranyakashipu was a big asur. But his son is big devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj is a very first-class devotee. But his son, Virochan, is also. Swami Maharaj was Satyavesh avatar of Nityananda Prabhu. But his son is also. But who will be Asura and who will be devotee, we cannot understand. That is, we always obeisance to our Guru Vaishnava, and they will keep our spiritual life quietly with his blessings. This way we shall try, always. Koli always very enthusiastic, Maya always enthusiastic to take the Jiva soul. Then we shall, must we try to avoid that. And I am looking, my best friend, many best friends, I am thinking they was my best friend. What they will thinking I do not know, but I am thinking they are my best friend. But now looking, their mentality going, catching Koli, power of Koli catching the mentality. That way I also afraid. I am always grateful to Guru Maharaj and Mahaprabhu that you saved them. This way, some disturbance, when Guru Maharaj left this world, before few days, 4-5 days maybe, very bad earthquake come here and broke the wall of Guru Maharaj's building and temple also shaking like that. And very bad earthquake come. And I was early in the morning, I am every day going to Guru Maharaj 3 o'clock. And that day also I went there, 3 o'clock. And after Guru Maharaj wake up, he is going bathroom and taking some, I am giving Guru Maharaj some hot Bonvita like that, or something. And then Guru Maharaj, little quiet, I am coming outside of this room, out of this room. Agastamas was very hot time. August was very hot time, and all Guru Maharaj's air condition going in the house, in the room. That is, I cannot tolerate air condition. That is, I am going to Guru Maharaj and looking everything, and coming out and sitting in chair. And that day my chair going this way. And I am thinking, Guru Krishna Prabhu, he is doing that. Then I have seen no Guru Krishna. But everything, jan, sound coming. Then Guru Krishna come out from Guru Maharaj's room. And I asked Guru Krishna, what happened? He said, Maharaj earthquake. And I am looking temple going this way. Then my mind very upset. And I said, Guru Krishna, within 5 days Guru Maharaj go. Within 7 days Guru Maharaj must go. This earthquake showing us this symptom. No hope. But what shall we do? What will be the wills of Guru Maharaj and Krishna that will be? I told Guru Krishna, we are talking something about that. And looking also, Guru Maharaj don't want to stay in this world. And he told many, maybe 2 years ago, you leave us, you leave me this way. And last time Guru Maharaj went feeling very uneasy from his health. Now we are thinking what will be. I know Guru Maharaj is my power. If Guru Maharaj is here, nobody can say anything about me, about this mod. That is, I want Guru Maharaj always stay. And this way I am trying always to serve Guru Maharaj. But that time I am thinking, we must be in dangerous position, but Guru Maharaj will be happy. And now earthquake comes, Guru Maharaj not will stay. You think it. And here was one mango tree you have seen. And that very day, 12 August, Guru Maharaj, 5:48, this one, Guru Maharaj left, 5:48, his body. And that day, 4 o'clock, all the leaves coming from that mango tree. And Guru Maharaj left, and mango tree also left. These were so many happened. And after Guru Maharaj, after 3 days, again earthquake comes. Then we think in our sampradaya, some disturbance must will come. And we are very quiet, and after 1 month maybe, I heard from London Mart many things. And that time I have no way, I cannot go, I do not want to go also to London. I had some difficulty. I living this Mart Seva, I do not want to go. Then I am thinking, Bhagavati is my friend, very good friend. And Avadhut Maharaj is my very good friend. And they are also friend of Arunya Maharaj. If they can go to London and can check Arunya Maharaj. Arunya Maharaj wants to sell the temple. But only Guru Maharaj, only that temple is my temple, always said. In his will and last testaments also, he said 49 Dinsdale Road is my mod. And there I am president. This way, he is thinking London mod is own mod. And other mods also, some connection and own mod, but his Gurudev wants to send him to London. And this remembrance, Guru Maharaj established the London mod. But that mod selling, Arunya Maharaj, I am also very thankful to heart. And I think Bodhi's our very close friend Aurobindo Maharaj, and Bodhi launched us with our Guru Maharaj, and he is living here, then he can check. This way I sent Bodhi and Abodhu to London. But Krishna's wills, we cannot check it. Everything gone massacre. And Avadhu Bodhi gave one telegram, the temple is safe, devotee is safe, this way. And Avadhu also gave one letter to me, the temple must be sold. You must get Odi free now. But after few weeks, we heard the hiddenly sold this way. And all the devotees writing me, you arrange for that. Then I sent to Sagar Maharaj to London. And they go out with Aurobindo Maharaj, Bodhi, Aurobindo, gone. I always gone his country, not come back here. It was our program, with Aurobindo Maharaj he will come here. But Bodhi gone his country, Aurobindo gone his country,